The truth that the age of the new covenant order of grace has been here since Christ died and rose again. When we proclaim this truth, we are collapsing the fascination, the hypnosis of the lie that has kept people in an invisible prison for almost 2,000 years. We can once again show how defeated Satan truly is. We are not in the last days before judgment. We are in the last days of the serpent's deception and the dawning of the revelation that Christ and his kingdom is here. Teachings in churches worldwide about us living in the last days now, and the rise of an Antichrist leader, a one world government, and the rapture of the believers before judgment only developed in the last 200 years or so. That message is the consequence of the original doctrine that proposed a legalistic view of God with a performance-minded Christianity and has self-righteousness at its base. Self-righteousness was the seed of the serpent planted in the Garden of Eden. The message of God loves you, but you must do this, or else you will suffer some form of judgment from God, is a Luciferian conspiracy and deception. And with so many Christians indoctrinated into that deception around the 19th century, it became easy for the devil to introduce the next step on his agenda. His version of end-time theology called dispensationalism. The devil has always conspired to plant bad seed among the good, but with careful study of the scriptures and with integrity preserved, we come to the knowledge that the book of Revelation was not written for this time of change we are experiencing. It was for the first century believers and followers of the Christ the Messiah. It warned them of a violent change of the covenants from the Sinaitic Mosaic covenant to the eternal new covenant of grace, and predicted the destruction of the temple and its city. Those were the last days of that old covenant religion. That event disarmed Satan of the means to use God's covenant against his people by accusing them for not being able to keep it. The new covenant, however, is upheld by Christ himself, and he is our righteousness. Here God does not remember our sins, and so he silences the adversary forever. Now, spirits can only operate in this physical world if people alive on this planet will be willing to proclaim their intentions, whether knowingly or unknowingly. The word and the messages people communicate could then provide opportunity for their influence in this material and physical realm. We are not seeing the book of Revelation being fulfilled before our eyes. The events in our world today are not God's word being fulfilled. Revelation already came to pass in the first century, but the devil's agenda is still the same as it ever was. He conspires to deceive and infiltrate because he wants to prove to God that love does not work, only totalitarian control. So that is what we are witnessing before our eyes. The Christian church and believers all over the world must cease proclaiming the devil's agenda of a one world government taken over, because that message became the devil's means to weaponize the spoken word in this earth, assisting him to perform his plan. The recent events in our world caused a massive collective consciousness wake-up to escalate all over the world. And suddenly we are fast ascending, and humanity is experiencing the most intense and greatest awakening to truth this world has ever seen. In the end, this will all serve to draw people to the saving knowledge of Christ. Yes, humanity is rising to a higher consciousness of truth. The truth that the age of the new covenant order of grace has been here since Christ died and rose again. When we proclaim this truth, we are collapsing the fascination, the hypnosis of the lie that has kept people in an invisible prison for almost 2,000 years. We can once again show how defeated Satan truly is. We are not in the last days before judgment. We are in the last days of the serpent's deception and the dawning of the revelation that Christ and his kingdom is here.
For more information, go to reformationgospel.com.